I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A wave of tribal violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo has caused thousands of people to flee their homes. Two makeshift refugee camps in the city of Bunia used to have only around 7,000 people. But in the last 3 weeks, those camps are now bursting with over 100,000 people. John Cadd with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they're going into the camps with emergency food and supplies.
Usually we're the ones flying food and refugee workers into remoter areas, but this is all just right in our neighborhood. We're basically first responders.
One of their biggest needs is tarps for displaced families to sleep under. One tarp costs just $15. As Mission Aviation Fellowship workers go into the camps and distribute aid, they're doing so in the name of Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently received fresh viewership stats. Sat7's Rex Rogers.
So we were pretty pleased to get these responses demonstrating significant growth in the Arabic channel viewing in the last 5 years. I mean, very significant growth in the kids channel, but also, of course, Sat7 Pars, the Farsi language channel, and Sat7 Turk is probably the one we know the least about because it's the youngest channel. And also because it's very difficult, again, to measure what's going on there.
Sat7 expects that viewership is actually higher than what the stats represent because TV in the Middle East is found everywhere and left on even when guests are visiting. Please help Sat7 reach people with the gospel through satellite television, and we'll share how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? You can look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.